It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you talking about a bad baseball team? Or do you guys want to win? But let's talk Camilo Duval in the middle of June. See how that works out for us. Hell, and this is no laughing matter. Being all serious, talking Giants is what's happening to the other station and why the other station's getting gutted. Giants derailed that station. Sold your soul to talk about that damn baseball team. All right, Draymond Green, I'm Brandon Podziski. It's the truth, right? Don't not say anything because the facts are true, right? Oh, now you guys got nothing to say. Well, no jokes anymore.
I mean, if you want to talk about the industry as a whole, that's a different conversation and the larger company. I'm not gonna explain what has been going on over there. I'm not in that building, and I think it's reckless for me to talk about what their financials are.
I know what their financials are, and talking Giants baseball has been a losing proposition.
There's no doubt it hasn't been the greatest conversation points.
That's all I'm saying.
It's deeper, though.
But this Podziski talking point. Brandon Podziski. Yesterday, kind of hand to the face right there where his nose is broken. He left the game yesterday. He's day-to-day. X-rays are negative. He just took the mask off last week. And you would think that taking a mask off would help his shooting a bit, but he was 1 of 6 last night, and he's pressing. There's no doubt. Anthony Slater joined us yesterday. He was pressing. He discussed how he was pressing and trying too hard, and the naked eye will tell you that he's pressing and trying too hard. Well, Draymond Green was asked about Brandon Podziski, and we broke it down into four different cuts, but Draymond Green was at the podium for about 4.5 minutes discussing Brandon Podziski, and here's the first cut about Brandon Podziski, and he just basically said, man, I'll start it with this one, Pods dealing with the sophomore slump. Here's Draymond Green about Pods dealing with the sophomore slump.
It's hard, and I don't say this from experience of myself. I say this from experience of watching people. It's hard having a great rookie season and then coming back and having the second year as good or better. It's tough. That's why you've always heard of a sophomore slump. You know, it's a very tough thing to do. And I think for him, he's just put so much pressure on himself for the player that he wants to be and that he think he should be, and it's unnecessary because what he's special at is doing all the other things on the floor. When you put the pressure on yourself, like, I gotta make this shot. Like, but there are some guys that have that pressure, and they have to because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Now, more on him, on Draymond, on Pods dealing with the pressure.
If you don't have to have that pressure, I say that from experience, don't put that pressure on yourself because it's hard night in and night out to live based on whether you make shots or not. It's a tough thing to do. Only the greatest can do it. And I think he's capable of becoming a really, really, really good player in this league. But why put the added pressure on yourself? You know? Why beat yourself up? We believe in him. You know, the amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope you hear it.
That's Draymond Green. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, and always live on the free Odyssey app, 888-957-9570. What do you think about Draymond's quotes on Brandon Podziski? And the last one here, Sasky, about Paz not needing to worry about a shot.
You almost want to tell them, shut up, man. Like, because, again, none of us are thinking that way. Like, we just don't. When the pace that you bring to the floor, the crackbacks that you get, the steals that you're getting on the weak side rotation, the charges that you take, those are all great things. So if the one thing that you're struggling with is your shot, but you're doing 5 or 6 things, other things great, I think that will outweigh your shot. And he should appreciate that. Lean into that. If he leans into that, the shots will fall. But if he keep putting that amount of pressure on himself and thinking, oh, I'm letting you down, I used to think that way. Like, man, who cares? If I make it, great. If I miss it, oh, well, I'm going to shoot the next one. And it's hard to get there. Like, I've done a lot of work to try to get my mentality there. And he's young. You know, so he'll learn that as he goes, but we have the utmost belief in him, and we need to him to have that same belief in himself.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you make of Draymond Green speaking about Brandon Podziemski putting too much pressure on himself? I thought it was very insightful. We have another cut to play on that situation, but I thought it was leadership, and he's right. You could see Podziemski's just pressing. You make first team all rookie. He exceeded my expectations last year, Shasky. And you see all these people being on him. But it was brutally honest and brutally accurate from Draymond Green, in my opinion.
Being one of the great players in any sport requires you to do it year after year after year after year, right? That's how it works. We just had a caller from Canada call in and basically explain that Wiggins and his confidence are up and down throughout the entirety of his career. And when he's not confident, he's a guy that looks like barely a role player off the bench. And when he's confident, he has as much talent as anyone in the league. And I agree with that assessment. And I just don't think in pro sports, youth sports, somewhere in between high school and college, we talk enough about confidence. Mm-hmm. Having the right coaches, having the right elements, feeling confident in yourself, and knowing that you can bust out of a slump for whatever it is so important. It's everything. I've talked about this 50 times, but I'm watching the Red Sox doc, and David Ortiz was talking about how he had no confidence when he was in Minnesota, and he was hurt. He hurt his wrist, and he couldn't get over it. And then he got into Boston, and they were going to have him as a role player. He's like, I need to play every day. I need to know that I'm in the lineup every single day. And he just took off. Nomar Garcia Parra heard one of his teammates question whether he should be the shortstop on the team, and his confidence just cratered. It just absolutely cratered. He was never the same. And yeah, he was dealing with physical ailments, but the confidence was zapped. And so when I look at Podziemski, whether it's pushing it, the psychology behind it, his own confidence in his shot, I know that when you're struggling, every missed shot, every bad pass, every, you know, I don't get it, steal or whatever, it feels like the boulder on your shoulder is heavier and heavier and heavier. And what is normal inclination? Just try to do more. Yeah. You try to get yourself out of it. And I think when you're doing too much, it's a detriment to you and the team. And I think he's in a tough spot right now. And I think it's actually unbelievable audio from Draymond Green, of all people, to diagnose this.
No, he was really good. And in this last cut here, Draymond, on what Steph and himself have been telling Pods.
Me and Steph talk to him every day. Like, who cares? Miss seven of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. But he kind of puts this pressure on himself of what he needs to be, and every shot means so much, man. It's a soft Wednesday in November. That shot don't mean that much. But he carries that weight. And I think anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. And I hate that for him. And so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you. Nobody else. You know why? Because what we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point. But some of that is who you are as a person. You have to do that work as well.
So Pod's putting too much pressure on himself again. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans and roasters out there, what are you seeing from Brandon Podziemski this season so far? Obviously, the young man is struggling, shooting 21% from three. But is he putting too much pressure on himself? Do you have the faith and the hope that Brandon Podziemski will turn the season around again? We're only 14 games in. I'm not freaking out over Brandon Podziemski. He set a high bar last season. I don't think anybody expected him to make all-rookie first team, but he did. I don't think anybody expected Brandon Podziemski to make the select team for Team USA and be practicing against the Dream Team in the summer, but he did. Obviously, Joe Lacob coming out in the summer league saying, hey, we think we got a future all-star. So the setting has been reset for Brandon Podziemski, and the expectations have been set a little higher for Brandon Podziemski. But what do you think about what Draymond Green said there? 888-957-9570, because obviously the young man is putting a lot of pressure on himself, and he's a connector. He does all the little things well. You know, he has that ball hopping around. He gets 2 feet in the paint. He rebounds really well for a guard. He's scrappy. Obviously, he led the league in charges last season. But where are you at when it comes to Brandon Podziemski? 888-957-9570, because I do think it's imperative for him. moving forward here over the next 5 games, 10 games to get his confidence up, because they're going to need him without the Anthony Melton.
Oh, they're going to absolutely need him, and he's going to have to settle in, B. I mean, that's where it's at. I think the hardest thing to, whether you're a young woman, man, athlete or not, like how you accept failure and how you learn from those things and not being too hard on yourself and being able to use the adversity as fuel, is extremely important. And we've all been there. Like, you know, you're pressing, you're trying hard, things aren't falling your way. And then like with every shot you're taking, like you just feel like, oh my God, please go in, please go in, please go in. Because you're thinking, I don't ever want to shoot again, you know, and it's all up in your dome. Chuck Knoblauch. I mean, how many guys can you think of in sports who have had the yips in whatever it is?
Brink and Keel.
Yeah. Great example. Yoda has a line in Star Wars, and I know you're going to roll your eyes at me.
I'm not going to roll my eyes.
I believe in it.
I like Star Wars.
Failure is the greatest teacher. And the hardest thing.
I like Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Well, it's the truth. That failure is the greatest teacher. And it took me 30 something years to finally understand what like he meant with that. And because I was like, no, you have to succeed in everything and everything. No. Part of the success is the failure that leads up to the success. Mm-hmm. Because you learn so much from losing, and you learn so much of how to react and what to get better at. And that's that self-reflection. And I think when we think about failure, it's like always the negative. And if you flip it and go to the positive, which is what Draymond's going at, which I think Clay at times was masterful at it. Yep. Hey, I missed 7 in a row. I'm going to keep shooting.
I'm going to keep, yep.
You know, he was masterful at that.
All right, more coming up here. 888-957-9570. Line them up here. Draymond Green on Brandon Podziemski. Very insightful stuff. What do you think about the message Draymond sent to Brandon Podziemski? He said he hope he's listening because he is pressing a little bit. What do you think about Podziemski's start to the season, and is he pressing, and can he turn it around? There's a lot there. There's a lot to get into, because some of the fan base thinks that Brandon Podziemski held up a deal for Lauri Markkanen. They think that was the reason why the deal got held up. So already fans are looking at him saying, we can have marketing this guy, blah, 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 blah. Podziemski's a solid player, man, and I do believe he'll turn it around. But I want to hear from Dub Nation on Brandon Podziemski as the Warriors improve to 11-3. We have Cam Emmett at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Niners at some point during this segment. That's all coming up, brought to you by Life Source Water System.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Podziemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Bonta.
I'm trying to, Pods. I'm trying to. I think I did well. No, actually, we were late on the last break. We were very late on the last break. We were early on the 6:42 break. We made that break. I'm not sure if we made the 6:23 break. Probably not. We're always batting like 200 when it comes to hitting our breaks. Sorry, boss man. Sorry. Download the Odyssey app. 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news. Great podcasts like the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Hey, have you guys recorded a podcast recently?
Been busy.
Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, a lot going on with the Giants. Bobby Evans is back. Buster Posey making moves. Ready to win. We got to get a podcast up. What's the baseball talk, fellas? No, we're not doing it here. You got to get your fix, Lovin. Come on. Get your fix. Anyway.
Thanks.
You can also download Great Calls. Who was it yesterday from San Rafael? Who's our guy? $54,000 man.
Frankie in San Rafael.
Frankie in San Rafael. Boy, a lot of people hit me up about Frankie in San Rafael. Yeah. A lot of fun. I heard about him at the Gatehouse yesterday. In the woods, inside of Chase Center. People, hey, man, that dude Frankie tonight, man. It was great.
Did they say that you cooked him or he cooked you?
No, nobody. They just said it was great radio.
Oh, it was great radio.
Not everybody needs to be cooked.
It was a Picasso.
We're just having a conversation.
It was funny.
Just having a conversation. It wasn't coming at him hard. I was just asking him questions.
Hey, Frankie brought it. Give him credit.
You can't ask questions and then say, oh, man, his answers cooked you. No, I'm asking questions to get good answers. I thought it was fun radio. A lot of people thought it was great radio.
It's not about wins, losses, who's cooking who. It was just, were you laughing? And the answer was, well, yeah, a lot of laughing.
Right. There's no scoreboard with that. Not everything has to be a scoreboard.
Well, if we're laughing, I think we're all winning on the scoreboard.
Yeah, exactly. Frankie. Shout out to Frankie. Shout out to Draymond Green for that soundbite on Brandon Podziemski. Is Brandon Podziemski stressing? Is he pressing? Is this just who he is? 888-957-9570. And quiet, well, not even quietly, Shasky, but there's no doubt Brandon Podziemski is ascending in a way that he's becoming one of the more polarizing figures in the Bay Area when it comes to our athletes. He may not be the greatest, biggest superstar, but when you say Brandon Podziemski, it sparks a conversation.
What conversation?
Whether or not he's underrated, whether or not he's overrated, whether or not he fits, whether or not he has a jumper, whether or not he does too many media hits, whatever it is, Brandon Podziemski has become a polarizer, like J.K. in a sense. You know, J.K., it's dissipated the noise on him because he's playing good basketball. But every time I hear from people about Brandon Podziemski, they're like, I don't know about Podziemski. Oh, I love Podziemski. He connects everything. Well, he does connect everything. It goes in all sorts of different directions.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of the feedback that I get is usually like, yeah, he's a really solid player, you know. But if he's holding up a big trade, you know, I mean, you know, like that's the sentiment. Because you were alluding before we hit the break that, oh, you know, some people felt that maybe he was the holdup or one of the holdups for a major trade or whatever. And I think when people read those things in certain articles that, they're like, wait a minute. Well, a backup point guard, you can't hold up a big trade for something like that. So I think that's where the majority of the ire might come from. But I think a lot of people just like him as a player and think he's really solid. I think the question then becomes like, well, is he a one? Is he a two? Is he a starter? Is he a backup? Like where? Like, and then now we start really spreading out how people feel.
Yeah. Let's go to, I want to get to some calls here.
I appreciate his effort.
9570. Draymond Green, you know, he discussed Pods, and I'm going to play this cut about Pods dealing with the sophomore slump. And then we'll set up the calls here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's Draymond Green on what he said about Pods dealing with the quote-unquote sophomore slump.
What he's trying to work through is y'all fault. And I told y'all that at the beginning of the year. It's hard, and I don't say this from experience of myself. I say this from experience of watching people. It's hard having a great rookie season and then coming back and having the second year as good or better. It's tough. That's why you've always heard of a sophomore slump. You know, it's a very tough thing to do. And I think for him, he's just put so much pressure on himself or the player that he wants to be and that he thinks he should be. And it's unnecessary because what he's special at is doing all the other things on the floor. When you put the pressure on yourself, like, I got to make this shot. Like, but there are some guys that have that pressure and they have to because that's what they do.
Sophomore slump. Did you see it coming? Is this a sophomore slump that's going to linger until the next calendar year? Is it going to linger into December? Is it going to linger into January? Or is it just a thing that's going to pass? Because Draymond is right. You make first-team all-rookie. The league knows, oh, first-team all-rookie, Brandon Podziemski. Oh, wow, okay. He goes up on a scouting report. And all of a sudden, in every coach's meeting, an opposing team, they're like, Pods, when he comes to the game, X, Y, and Z, we got to do this. But he's high up on that scouting report, so the book is out on him, and he's got to make the adjustment now. There's always a counter to the counter.
I just think it's hard to be a good player in all these sports year after year after year, right? We just expect, like a video game, everyone to get better and better and build and build and build. And it's like, nah, that's not necessarily, you know, how it happens in the real world, you know? And I think Peyton Manning's a great example. What do you have? How many interceptions in his second?
I think his first year he had like 31. He set a rookie record.
Right? And then had some good years and then had a down year and then back to being an all-world player. You know, C.J. Stroud's kind of going through some of this, missing out on Nico Collins for a few weeks. Didn't look like the same player that everyone saw last year, or at least they were hoping to see. And so I think at the core of what Draymond's saying, it's hard to replicate a really good rookie year. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's 100% spot on. And on the Warriors, like, think about Eric Paschal and where we were with him a few years back. And that's a name I don't even know if people remember. Right. But he had a really good rookie year. Everyone was hurt. Allowed to kind of do whatever he wanted. He could get any shot he wanted. You know, it was Kai Bowman and him basically running the offense. And then when you're the third center the very next year and you're like the third or fourth big man off the bench, it's a lot more difficult when you don't have the same usage, you don't have the same role. And so I think Pods is trying to find himself right now. And it's not our fault. I'm talking about the media's. It's not our fault. The owner did come out and say that he thinks he can be an all-star. Right. That wasn't the media saying it. So, and I also think that Podziemski himself, because he's a good athlete and because he's an up-and-coming player who has tremendous confidence, I think he wants to be great.
No, he does want to be great.
I think he said it.
He does want to be great. He's admitted, and you should want to be great. I like this from 415. No, on the Comcast Business Text Line. Pods isn't holding up trades. Transactional bros, the Warriors are not going to sell their farm. You got to understand that. And it wasn't just Pods. It was, you know, again, I mentioned this when the rumors started. Do you understand that you're dealing with Danny Ainge? Danny Ainge is notorious for holding up deals because he wants to rip you off with all your picks. They want to pick swap after pick swap and first. No, and by not moving off these guys, you still have great assets and you're still winning games while hoping these, some of these guys turn their season around. So,
do you believe Pods, that Pods was the holdup?
No, I know he wasn't the holdup. I agree with you. So, all this stuff again, so I don't get bothered with the internet when people don't know what they're talking about. Grant Lipman joined us yesterday on the pregame show at NBC Sports Bay Area. And he's the VP of basketball operations now.
That's incredible.
And he, the biggest thing he said, you know, one of the biggest takeaways of being on this job is that the average fan thinks that you could just call somebody and get a deal done within the same day.
Like in, what was it, Moneyball? Hey, Sabe Sabes.
Right.
Where he's just wheeling and dealing on the phone.
He's like, dude, it doesn't work like that. We've been trying to work on deals for 8 months and then they just fall through the cracks. And then you got to start from square one. It doesn't happen like that. So, and then you're dealing with Danny A. So anyway, I know for sure Pods wasn't a hold up, and Pods, I thought, had one of the best answers I've ever heard from somebody about being the trade rumors. Basically said, you know what? I look at it a different way. Somebody wants me. And that's how I'm looking at it.
I like that.
I'm wanted around the league.
Yeah.
So that's a great perspective from a young man who's coming off his rookie year.
Well, I just think that when we look at scoring guys, right? Like, I think Clay falls into this bucket. And I think it's really difficult when one of the main ways that you like to contribute is via scoring. Kuminga is another example. Are there other ways those guys contribute? Of course there is. But, like, they're going to hang their hat on scoring. And when shots aren't falling, that's tough. That's really tough, right? And then now you start pressing, and your best way of contributing for your team, you're not leaning into your own skill set. Like, it's a home run hitter who hasn't hit a home run for a month, right? You know, like, it's just, it's tough. And then you're questioning your philosophy and what you hang your hat on and all that stuff. So I think Brock Purdy went through this at times. Yeah. I think Brock was maybe trying to do too much, throw only deep balls to shut up the critics or whatever it is. It's like, no, you got to play your game.
Play your game.
And I think it Pods is a little unique in the sense that I don't need him to score 25 points.
Draymond mentioned that. He goes,
exactly.
Be great at what you do. It's all the other things.
Exactly.
The scoring is not what we need. Now, it's a bonus, but what you do on the court is you keep the ball moving. You let everybody touch it. You're rebounding well for a guard. You're in the right spot. You're orchestrating the offense.
Hustler.
That's what you're great at.
Yeah.
You're doing all, filling the stat sheet like Draymond Green. Yep. Being a triple-double threat, that's what you're great at. So let's go to the lines here. Let's go to Zach in North Carolina. Then we'll get the coach and everybody else. 888-957-9570 is the number. What up, Zach?
Hey, fellas. This is Mac Zach. I'm normally in the Bay Area from Oakland, but I'm out here in North Carolina. And this is something personal with me as far as what Pod is going through for last year. And the reason why I'm out here in North Carolina, my mom passed, and I got, you know, I was kind of caught up in depression to where physically I got sick. I developed pancreatitis.
Oh, my goodness.
And
sorry, man.
So, yeah, thank you. But so what I noticed is if me being in a negative mindset made me sick, the reverse has to be, you know, just as true. You know, you have to have a positive mindset with, you know, and this is at the risk of sounding like Tony, but you have to have a positive mindset to heal yourself, to heal yourself mentally. And even from a physiological standpoint, you know, you have positive ions that give you a charge and the negative ones detract. It draws it in and takes it away. So all he has to do is just, you know, keep a positive mindset, and he's going to be okay.
Hey, look, man, I'm sending my love to you, bro, and I mean this. Whatever you love doing, lean into it. You know, like, I love playing ball. I love coaching, and those things have gotten me out of a lot of depressions because it's something to look forward to. Find what those things are, and you're right. Get that positive ion going. I'm pulling for you, bro, for real.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep. Good call, Zach. Good call. And good and call. He's right. Positive mind frame. You have to have a positive mind frame. I got through it too, man. The holidays, for some whatever reason, depress me sometimes. I think I may get a Christmas tree early because maybe there is some truth to having some ornaments or something around and just having some joy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Where Shasky was right?
No. My daughter wants a Christmas tree. That's the only reason why. I'm just making that up.
No, but I believe mind frame is a big deal.
But positive mind, no. Yeah. I agree. So sometimes music gets me going. Sometimes I'm feeling down in the dumps. I'm like, man, I good on the radio today? Did I say the right thing? Boy, am I really good for this job on television? Am I, what's going on here? Am I really this guy? Because so-and-so may say something to you on the social media app. Mm-hmm. And damn, am I really that? What's going on here? But then all it takes is a song. All it takes is something. Like, Nipsey Hussle yesterday popped up on my playlist. I don't stress.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a banger. But it was like, yeah, what do I need to stress for? Life is good. It's okay. I'm going to be all right. Believe in yourself, right? Have some confidence. So we all go through these things here. Maybe Paz is going through it mentally, say, boy, my shot's not right. I'm not off to a good start. The All-Star game is out here. I want to be in the Rookie Sophomore Challenge. What is going on here? And Draymond Green going to the podium and answering that question for Anthony Slater about Brandon Podziemski, I think could be the start of something special for Brandon Podziemski here in the month of November. Just, you know what? Yeah, forget about the shot. Just keep shooting, keep shooting, keep shooting, because he's going to get open shots. But just keep playing your game.
Yeah, it's really difficult, too, when you have 1,000 coaches all in your dome. And I'm not saying this is what's happening with Podziemski. I'm talking about the ones online telling you what you should do and how you should play. And then you're critiquing yourself. And it becomes very lonely, man, when you're struggling like that. I think it's easy for people to say PMO. And that was something that my dad's friend who was withering away from cancer, he was like, hey, PMO, PMO. That was his his mantra every day. Positive mental outlook. And he was like, I'm trying to control the things that I can control, and I'm trying to tune out all the other stuff. And I think in this modern day for young athletes, as you talk about social media and stuff, it's just tough. It's tough to navigate. It's tough to lay away from it. Klay Thompson went through this. Yeah. I know he's not the first. He's not the last. LeBron James is turning off his social media. There's the human element. There's your own life. And sometimes you can't avoid it. And there's negative people that you're living with or you're married to or whatever. It's tough.
LeBron went through this his first year with Miami. He saw all those cameras in Dallas, Texas. And he had to get away for about 30 days. And he was like, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot. Even LeBron James went through this stuff, so we'll see about that. But Coach has a different idea here. He has a different thought about Brandon Podziemski. Let's go to the coach in Vallejo. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bonte, I'll say this in a complimentary way. If you ever want to run for politics, you'll do well.
Why?
Because your soliloquy on the many reasons why Paz is such a polarizing figure, you touched on a lot of bases. And I want to touch on them, too. Number one, Podziemski put himself in the spotlight. He's never met a microphone he didn't like. He's running up on other people's interviews. He's the first one at the interview table. He put himself in that spotlight. Now, another thing, too, when we tend to like a player, we overlook their faults, okay? And so I think that's – and also, too, I think one of the reasons why some people don't like Podziemski, he got to play through all his mistakes his rookie year. Kuminga and Moody never got that opportunity. And people are comparing how they were treated their rookie season.
That's true.
I know I am.
That's true.
That kind of bothers me too. Now, Podziemski, he put himself up there with Jaime Jaquez or whatever. Now, that rookie class that he was in, that was one of the worst rookie draft classes ever. There's no Hall of Famer in that rookie class that Podziemski was in. Okay,
Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama is a whole nother stratosphere. Okay,
right.
But what I'm saying is what I'm saying is this: Podziemski made it because he played more minutes. He had a ton of minutes. The guy's averaging 30 minutes a game as a rookie. If Kuminga or Moody had those type of minutes, they would have put up numbers too. Podziemski has never been a good shooter. He shot 60% from the free throw all last season. It's less than that this year. He had a terrible junior year in college. He had 1 year in a very weak conference. And, you know, the Warriors drafted him number one. He thinks of himself as a superstar instead of thinking of himself as just an NBA player. And part of that is Kerr's fault because Kerr gave him way too much rope.
So now, Coach, let me ask you this, because you're cooking here.
Sure.
You are cooking. is he able to turn it around this season? I mean, it's very early. We're 14 games in. You're right about the free throw shooting, but the law averages tell me that he's going to get back to the mid-30s in terms of his three-point shot. He's at 20% right now. Can he humble himself? I think he has been humbled, number one. But number two, can he focus in on the things that he's good at? What did you make of what Draymond said about him?
Okay, here's the thing. Draymond could say that because he's a forward and they do other things. A point guard in the NBA or any guard needs to be able to score. And when you, I don't care if you're a rebounder. I mean, who is he, T.R. Dunn or somebody? No, he's got to be able to put some offense on the board. If not, his minutes should be reduced. And I'm afraid the Warriors are going to lose some games if they keep playing him 20, 25 minutes a game.
Well, he hasn't been playing that many minutes. I'll let you get it here. He played 15 minutes last night. Coach, stay on the line, Coach.
Yeah,
15 minutes. Go ahead, Shasky. Ask him something.
No, you seem very agitated over him being allowed to play a little more than Kuminga Moody, which I agree there are some shreds of truth there. But can we also acknowledge that Kuminga plays a totally different position than Pajemski? And though they experimented with him at the two, like I think ideally he's just a backup point guard. Like that's who I think what he is. I don't know. I don't think you can view them the same because they had a logjam of wings. And I don't think it's fair to say that, hey, he's allowed to play through. They didn't really have a backup point guard. Paul was out for quite some time. I don't know. I don't think it's a perfect necessarily like for like analogy, but I get what you're saying.
You know, and I agree with you. You make a good point, Shasky. But also, too, there were times when Lester Quiñones was playing better than Pajemski last year. And being that he wasn't a drafted player, he's not going to get the opportunity. The problem is, we're victim pros. You're victim of salary. You're victim of draft position. And these guys get more leeway. Now, there's some other guys that are really good players.
Right.
And like Moses Moody. Moses Moody has played almost great every time he's put in there. But Kerr will jack him, take him out after 10 minutes. He could hit five shots in a row. Kerr will take him out of it. You know, Pajemski, yeah, he takes a lot of charges. But he can't guard other point guards in the league. He's not quick enough. You know, but he put himself in that spotlight. He said he wanted to be the new face of the Warriors.
Coach, passionate call. 888-957-9570. Do you agree with the coach? Did Pajinski put this on to himself? Or is it the media's fault? Is it the fans' fault? Did Potts put too much on his plate? 888-957-9570. But I'm all for a player. I'll never tell a player to not have confidence with himself. If you want to walk around and say, hey, yeah, I will carry the torch once the Hall of Famers retire. I have no problem. Yeah, you know what? Publicly, I know how people are going to take
know,
it.
I know.
But you know what?
But if Kuminga had said that same thing, I do think people would be like, whoa!
I'll use an example. I'll use you. When you're a caller and you're getting reps.
Yeah.
Didn't you think you were the best in the building?
Oh, yeah, but everyone said I was ridiculous and I was arrogant. And even the boss, to a degree, he's like, yo, you need to pipe down.
But nobody, I didn't have a problem. When I got here, I knew I sucked, but I didn't tell anybody. I was like, you know what? The best thing is to slice bread.
Yeah, but I also acknowledged to myself in retrospect that my tact and my behavior during that time period was a little disproportionate to my accolades and my resume.
Probably.
And in real time, I thought I was right. And I might have been, but I went about it the wrong way. And I wasn't, right. I don't think I was mature enough to realize that.
But as the 925 says.
But it's a good point.
But 925 says, it's a dude's second year. Be happy he's a dog with a type A personality. I'd rather have a type A personality and a guy where I say, hey, we need to scale back a little bit. You know, when I first started here at 95.7 The Game, I started NBC, Doc was, man, you got too much energy. You're too hyped up. Mm-hmm. Dial it down just a little bit. But on the flip side, it was like, I'd rather tell you to dial it down than have to dial it up.
No, I think we agree on that.
I'm saying? So, you know what? Pods, he understands what's going on. And as Draymond said, he's putting too much pressure on himself. 888-957-9570. But is this on Pods? Because Kuminga, to a point, Coach, has his call. He has a point. Because Kuminga, we talk about Kuminga, and he walks around with a lot of confidence. Kuminga's had confidence from day number one.
Well, no
like
doubt.
Pods.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, publicly, he hasn't said as much as Pods, right? Doing interviews or whatnot. No. But when he does do interviews, it's like, yo, I know I can score. Yeah, I want to be like Kobe. And people are like, oh, I want to be like Kobe. I don't find any problem with that. The guy has a goal. The guy wants to be an all-star. The guy wants to be a great player. I'm not going to take that away from him. But the knock on Kuminga was, he needs to earn what he has to do. And Pod's rhetoric was a little different. So I'm with Coach on that.
I agree with that. But I think, again, my opinion of this has probably evolved dramatically in the last 15, 20 years. But like, I also believe that with that youthful arrogance, you also have to understand how it's going to land in people's laps, right? And if you're taking over an expansion franchise team, it's one thing to be like, I'm the man. It's another thing also to kind of read the room and realize, like, this is a Steph Curry, Draymond Green team, and you have to kind of fall in line a little. I just think there's a delicate balance. I guess that's where I'm going.
But there's a delicate balance. But, you know, how are you going to have that perspective?
I don't shame him for that.
Yeah, no, I know you're not.
I don't shame him for that.
You know, I'm just sad, though. He's so young that he doesn't know any better.
But like, when you join a team for the first time, unless you are an established Kevin Durant, you know what I mean? You got to kind of like feel your way out and pick and choose your spots. I guess that's the way I would put it. It's like pick and choose your spots publicly. And maybe to a lot of people, he came on way too strong.
Maybe. He's 21 years old.
I didn't get that sense. Right. I like him. I really like him. I just think he's having a little slump right now.
Yeah, he's 14 games in. It's not the end of the season. As Draymond Green said, it's a soft Wednesday in November. That's a little what? You know what I'm saying?
You could see how it would be perceived by a lot of people. Like, I just think about it like this way. Like, hey, you know, somebody comes in here to 95.7 the game, and they're like, I'm taking the mantle from Bonte one day when he gets out of here. And da, da, da. Everyone would be like, whoa, buddy. Like, you just got here, okay? Well, and you're not the big wig from, let's say, ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever coming over here. Like, you need to relax a little and maybe wait a couple of months before you say that.
I'll say this, though.
But I understand having that prerogative.
I'll say this. There's this young lady who I met, and she's now working in Bristol for ESPN. This young lady, and the name is evading me. Maybe I could pull it up in my phone. I ran into her at a playoff game. She was waiting outside. She was with her father. And she graduated from LSU, and she recognized me. She calls, Bonte, what's up, man? And her dad was like, hey, my daughter, she's majoring in broadcast journalism at LSU. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to take your job one day. And I looked at her and I laughed and I said, you know what? I respect the hell out of that. And we formed a relationship.
Yeah.
To the point where we had lunch and talked over the phone, career advice. For some reason, that drew me on to her because I was like, you know what? Okay. I respect that. You have goals. Mm-hmm. You want to do something. You have a vision. And I'm not going to be here to one to knock you because there was somebody like Rob Parker told me, hey, you can do both. You can do broadcast journalism and you can write. Where somebody else 15 minutes prior is like, yeah, you can't do both. You're going to have to pick a lane and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I've been told no by so many people.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Tell me what I can do.
Yeah.
And so this young lady's vision, I was like, you know what? I respect that. I hope you do take my job one day because you're going to have to work your ass off to do it. But I love the goals that you have set for yourself.
But let me play the other side of this. When you say it publicly, you do open yourself up to criticism when you slump. And that's all. I think there's the caveat that he might be learning currently.
McKenzie's her name. McKenzie Jordan.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was online, every time you tweeted something out, this is not what Pajemski's doing, but like, I'm coming for your job. Right. And then you find out I got fired from my job, you'd be like, well, wait a minute, dude. You know? Like, come on.
But I'm sure Pods, when he puts it out there publicly, or anybody who puts it out there publicly, you have to be willing to say, there's going to be a lot of noise coming my way.
Absolutely.
I have to be able to handle that. Let's go to Mark in Berkeley.
Absolutely. Quick.
Mark, what's happening?
It's a good point.
I didn't even know about the free throw shooting problems. This guy should have never been picked. But the reason Moody and Kuminga are being, I used to get mad they didn't get minutes. They're our future of our team. They're slowly bringing them along, and you can't compare him with Pajinski, but I'm not impressed with him right now. He needs to hit those shots if he's going to get those minutes. And, he rebounds and stuff, but I agree with the coach. I think I don't think we should have picked him.
Who do you think, Bonte, is the best backup point guard in the game right now?
Best backup point guard?
Because I have a name that I'm thinking of, and he might not be your number one, but like
Tyus Jones is pretty good with Phoenix.
Yeah. He's kind of a fringe starter, but I hear you. I was going to go Peyton Pritchard.
He's not.
You don't think he is? I really like
bad.
Peyton Pritchard.
He's not bad.
But that, to me, like, that's the template for backup point guard. Right. High energy, could knock down a three if he need to, set up my offense. He's a pest. You know what I mean? Like a big time. So to me, Pajemski, and I don't know, maybe they drafted him to be something more. Right. But I view him currently as a backup point guard.
Yeah,
and look, through those lens, I'm not as harsh.
And look, and he's going to get 20 to 25 minutes, and he's going to play his role. We're not asking him to be an all-star. He set personal goals for himself, just like J.K., just like Draymond, just like Steph, just like Wiggins.
Yeah.
All these guys set personal goals for themselves, so why not set a goal of being an all-star?
Yeah, nobody's coming into the league like, I want to be Alan Smilagic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, here's my goal. I'd like to be the ninth man on the Hornets.
No doubt.
You know, you're right.
So, 888-957-9570. What do you think about Brandon Pajemski, and what do you think about Andrew Wiggins? Here's Draymond Green on Wiggs.
We know how great of a defender Wiggs is, and you can always, it's always good to know that you can go to that. But at the same time, he has to score more this year for us. Those times where you can get him off the ball handler, you know, and have somebody else guarding the ball handler, that helps. You know, tonight, 27 points. It's no surprise. You know, you're not chasing around Trae Young, you know. So I think that ultimately will help him. And then, you know, Wiggs has been getting some blocks. You know, he's been all over the place defensively. So not only defensively, he's stepped his game up a lot this year. And I wouldn't necessarily say step his game up. He's just playing more like the Andrew Wiggins that we know.
So Wiggins is back to being Andrew Wiggins. Draymond is all in on it. I'm all in on the experience. But Pods, you know, Brandon Pajemski, what do you feel about him? 510, Comcast Business Text Line. Brother Jazz wanted Pods for marketing. Of course you should have been picked. What the hell are we on today? The Jazz not only wanted Pajemski, but they wanted a slew of picks. They wanted a lot of picks.
Look, saying he shouldn't have been drafted was a little absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an NBA player. He's a rotation guy on every team in the league.
And listen, you mentioned how I have a memory like an elephant.
Yeah.
It was 8 months ago when everybody said, start him over Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
So to the people that are ripping Pajemski, you wanted him starting last season over Klay Thompson. You wanted him playing over Chris Paul. Not everybody did.
Yeah,
not everybody, but Pods was very solid. He's a very solid player.
I think one of the things that's difficult is that they did play him at the two, and I just don't see him as a two.
No, he's
and
a
I know
guard.
It's because of Steph Curry, and with Curry, there's kind of like some odd positional groupings that go with it because he's not a traditional point guard, but like, I view Pods as a point guard and a backup point guard currently.
Me too.
That's what I view him as. And I do think that, to your point, him playing the Clay 2 distorted a lot of people's opinions of what's going on here.
I agree. Here's what Kerr said about Pods.
I mean, it's a frequent sight. I mean, he literally sticks his nose in there, you know, on every play. That's why we love him. He's so tough and physical, takes charges. He's always battling for rebounds, so he frequently gets hit in there.
Would you term him day-to-day then, if X-rays are...
Yeah, I think that's about all we could do right now, yeah.
All right, let's go to the lines before we get to the injury report. Cam and Los Gatos on Pods and Moses Moody. What's up, Cam?
It's okay.
Good morning.
Hey, guys, I think you're totally on point. They're different positions, first of all. And I think everybody's looking at it the wrong way. Pods is a point guard. Moody is a wing. Moody needs a player like Pods.
Mm.
What Pods does is he streaks, he moves the ball, he's always running around, he creates shots. Moody is a shot taker. He can get the ball and then do a pump fake and then drive in and hit a 10-footer, or he can hit the three if he's wide open. So it's the guy saying, and first of all, I would love any 20-something draft pick like Pods every year. That'd be fantastic. And the way he played so much is that the Warriors were so lacking of any players last year, it was a blessing that we had Pods. And I think the guys who really poop on Pods are not seeing what he does add on the defensive side, how many plus possessions he does create for the Warriors. And but I totally agree. Moody does need more time.
No, I think
what he
agree
did in the preseason was fantastic.
Dude, it's unbelievable. He's such a polarizing figure.
It really is.
Nobody's saying play Pods. 650 said, you guys said play Pods 48 minutes.
Who said that?
I'm not mentioning that one time.
I don't think we even
15,
said
20 minutes.
A minute allotment.
25.
Are you serious?
It's going to play 20 to 25 minutes. Nobody's saying play full 48.
Can anyone
but also,
I've said this over and over. He's ideally the backup point
right.
guard. How more clear do we need to be?
Well, then, I don't even want to get derailed with that, but he played 15 minutes last night. And so I do love it when you defend a player. This is what we were talking about earlier. You can't say any nice things about anybody these days. How much is Pods paying y'all to defend him, or did he send the black SUVs at y'all houses last night? The same thing when I defend Joel Akim. All Bonte's on the payroll with Joel Akim. You know, because
I can see where that connection is made,
though. Well, no.
The Pods, us be sleeping over at Pods' house. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. It's wild. Let's go to Cam.
Does he have a house?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a young man. He's probably got like a condo or something. Penthouse.
Yeah, I don't even know his personal life.
Yeah. If there's no parking spot, that's no bueno for me.
Let's go to Cameron in Cambridge. You saved yourself. You saved it. I like you, Cam, man. That's a hell of a save right there.
Yeah, man. I'm cooking fish, man. The grease man almost popped me, but you know, on Pods though, I definitely think he came in like getting too much love, like he just overserved Moody getting DM. Moody definitely needs to get his minutes up, but for Pods, I think he really should go to the G League, get his confidence back. He's still on it in his second year, get some time down there. And I definitely also think they need to bring Post up a little bit more. Let him get some playing time. We need that. We're going to need that big for the playoffs. See what he can do, or if we need to just keep him.
Come on, man.
You can't use that word flippantly. All I'm saying.
Why would you even call Kerr that?
Considering his backstory, we can't. This isn't a joking matter. I want to say this. Yeah. Let's be careful the words that we use.
No, that is so out of bounds.
I know he wasn't thinking that deep, and it's just a word that came out. Well, but we have to – let's think about what we're saying and who we're saying it about. That's really – wow.
I got to put Cam in Antioch and Alcatraz for a couple weeks on this show. He's got to go to Alcatraz. He started to call. He almost had to dump you right away.
By the way, Quinton Post. Terrorist. So many nicknames for Quinton Post. He's the QP man. All right, that's all. QP man.
Well, I knew
quarter pounder.
Well, he's the next guy that we're going to talk about.
Uh huh.
He needs to play.
To appear in an NBA game.
My dad called me. We hadn't talked in maybe 3 weeks or a month. And I get a dad call from my dad. He goes, "So, what do you think about Quinton Post, man?" They go. I'm like, "Pops, what? Quinton Post? Like, well, but you know what?
If I asked all these people, what school did Quinton Post go to?
Yeah.
At the very least, Bonte, I would like the broadcast in NBC Sports Bay Area to keep us posted on it.
I don't know if you know, but last night, Fitz was giving major love to the WCAL. Major love.
Well,
I went to a Sarah High School basketball game, and I was like, let's go, Fitz.
I live with these people. Let's go. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Saturday, Division One championship. One. Yeah.
They're not in the championship. SISA de Francis,
no, that's open division.
Yeah, open division.
Because they're all in the open, they're classified as Division One because they're the three seed.
Yeah, so open division is a higher division.
Yeah.
SI is in a higher division.
Are you an SI guy now?
I'm a Ty Reader. No, I'm kidding. Only because it pisses you off. Let's go to Jason in Philly.
He's a Palma High School Division II guy. Huge win. Oh, yeah? Sacred Heart.
Hey, relax over there, buddy.
Let's go.
Jason in Philadelphia. Jason, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
I'm calling because the Pajinski hate is out of this world. I don't quite understand where it comes from, and I don't think like we're really examining this logically. I remember when Moody and JK were young and they were rookies and they were in their second year, and everybody just defended their play and said, "Oh, they're young, they'll get there." The famous thing with JK is he's only 20. But Pods is having a rough start. Looks bad out there. Definitely looks like his confidence is shaking. But he's still a young player, still developing. And playing point guard in the NBA is one of the hardest positions to play. But when it comes down to the playing time that he receives, Pods led JK in 10 of the key statistical categories that the league looks at across the board. So he was better than JK in offensive rating, defensive rating, net rating, assist ratio, rebounding, two steals a game, 3-point percentage, BPM and VORP.
And people always say that Pods can't defend, had a higher defensive rating than J.K. and Moody last year, and currently has a higher defensive rating than both of them. The reason that Pods plays is, one, he's a ball handler. Two, he can create, not just for himself. Well, he hasn't been creating this year, but last year he was creating shots for himself and other players last year. Two things J.K. and Moody struggle at. And he also does every little thing on the court that brings the team together. He rebounds. He
No doubt. Jason, you're on it, man. We got to run here because we have to get to any injury report. You're on it. I saw something crazy before we get to the injury report. 707 Comcast Business Text Line. You want to laugh a little bit? Says this team needs more attitude. Should we bring in Dylan Brooks?
It's time for the injury report.
Really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I would, honest to gosh, try to put Dylan Brooks at defensive end. I actually think he'd be a good DN.
Oh, man. What about the Warriors?
Oh, no, I'm good on that. I don't need another bricklayer. The chase has already been built.
Oh, man.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I watched an entire TikTok on how this guy does masonry with bricks and stuff.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I don't know. The TikTok, dude. Fascinating videos.
You're addicted
videos.
On TikTok. What? You're addicted to TikTok.
I just see fascinating videos.
You about.
You're a big TikTok.
Well, I was working on different egg recipes for me and the little guy, you know? Quick little fried eggs.
Yeah, little fried eggs.
I don't think my eggs are that great.
Go scramble for the kids.
That's what I do, but a little bit of whipped cream or whatever, heavy cream.
You got to let the kids, too.
He's not there yet.
Yeah, baby test we had.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, Warriors' Whisk worst it. Fears. This is tough. We haven't even spent a lot of time on this. We're going to get Cam in and we're going to talk some Niners on the other side, but, you know, how big is this injury with D'Anthony Melton, man? Warrior fans, how big is this? D'Anthony Melton, he's going to miss the rest of the season, and he will undergo surgery to repair his left ACL after injuring it last week against the Dallas Mavericks. No surgery date has been set. He's going to miss the entire season. D'Anthony Melton, man, tough blow. Played into six games for the Golden State Warriors on a one-year $12.8 million deal. Get well, D'Anthony Melton, man. We're praying for you. And Draymond Green mentioned last night. Maybe they can re-sign him because he's a good player. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Get to the rest of your calls because I see you coming in, 888-957-9570. We'll get back to the Dubs. Woody Page is going to join us at 8:30, but Cam Inman from the Bay Area News Group will join us and give us the lay of the land on the San Francisco 49ers. That's coming up here on The Roast.